Hello there, it's day six of the Women's World Cup here in Germany. It's John Ashdown here again. On a day where England finally get a chance to get back on the pitch against New Zealand over in the Rudolf Habig Stadium in Dresden tonight. Spoke to Hope Powell and Casey Stoney last night. They're feeling pretty confident, I think, ahead of the game. They'll be getting a visit from Mel C, I believe, whose song is accompanying some German TV coverage, so that'll be something, I think, to look forward to, I suppose. Team news-wise, there isn't a great deal to report. The Tony, our proper women's football expert, seems to think that Ellen White might get the nod, which would perhaps give England a little bit more punch up front. Yesterday's results were fascinating, really. France hammering Canada 4-0, and Germany scraping past a tough... rough and tough. I think that's probably the best way of saying it. Nigerian side only 1-0, which means that in the final group game, that if France can get a draw against Germany, they'll top the group and make a right mess of everybody's pre-tournament predictions. And it'll make a mess for the organisers in a way as well, because it'll mean that Germany's game in the quarterfinals would be an afternoon kickoff rather than the 7:45 kickoff, which all Germany's games were sort of supposed to be from now on, because they were supposed to win the group. So it'd be interesting if France can get that point, and it would be somewhat typical, I think, for England if they produce two fantastic performances against New Zealand and Japan, end up topping Group B, and then run into an angry and determined German side in the quarterfinals. But that's all still to come. New Zealand is obviously the first one. New Zealand coach John Herdman, who's originally from New Zealand, was in very confident mood when we spoke to him yesterday. Certainly thinks his side has got a game plan for England. He reckons that he can contain Powell's side, he can control them, and that they're reliant on a few key players. I think that's true to some extent, but I'm sure if England actually turn up and play to the top of their ability, then I don't think New Zealand will quite be able to keep them out. But we shall see.